You're listening to Stateside from Michigan Radio. I'm Cynthia Canty. This is the second of 4 days of victim impact statements in the sentencing of former MSU gymnastics doctor Larry Nassar. Woman after woman speaking out to condemn Nassar for sexually abusing them, and some, like Olivia Cowan, aimed strong words at Michigan State University's president and board of trustees.
I'd like to take a moment to comment on MSU's board of trustees, as well as the president of MSU, Louanna Simon. How convenient that you've decided not to attend today. You are a coward, and your decision to watch from the sidelines is perfect representation of your lack of leadership.
Later, Olivia went on to ask,
where were you when we needed you? If you would have only listened to all the women that brought complaints and concerns over all these years, this would have saved so many children and women from being abused and from all the scars this has created.
With us now, Michigan Radio Sports commentator John Eubacon. So we're into day two of victim statements. What's been your takeaway so far, John?
You cannot listen to these statements, and you better pull over. You can't drive while listening to these things. You can't do anything else. I'm getting a little choked up right now, and I don't get choked up at all on this show. And our producer, of course, Joe, same thing. It brings back my sensation of being in the Center County courtroom in Pennsylvania listening to the Penn State victims. And it's the same stuff as far as the impact on them, how lives are shattered, and how you see grown women and grown men, in the case of Penn State, become 12-year-old victims before your eyes. When you hear this, yes, it does have an effect, and you scream for justice.
Now, after initially putting out a statement saying MSU President Louanna Simon and Board of Trustees President Brian Breslin didn't want to take attention away from the survivors and therefore they wouldn't attend the sentencing hearing, President Simon did turn up today in the Ingham County courtroom. What do you make of that?
Political expediency. I give her just this much credit for not ducking the second half, I guess. When I heard the announcement yesterday, I was appalled. And not only that they were not going to be there when they should be there, they are partly responsible for this happening. You can't get to 100 victims without some adults looking the other way. Impossible. So I believe they hold some culpability here, and I think their reason for doing so was an utterly insincere, gutless dodge. Cowardless. And that's just what one of the victims says. Mm-hmm. This was cowardice. And she's right on this one. So I thought that was, and don't flatter yourself. Trust me. In that courtroom, the focal point will be on the victims and Dr. Nassar. They'll not be on you. However, the victims have already called them out as being partly responsible, and you need to sit there and hear it.
As we heard from Olivia Cowan yesterday, where were you?
There is not a very good answer for that question, is there? And again, if it's 5 cases, 10 cases, you caught wind of it, I can see that being very difficult. When you've got more than 100, and this person was under investigation for 16 months, under investigation by Michigan State University. You called for the investigation and still let him practice. He was still violating, molesting young women during this process. I cannot spin that.
How does MSU and Larry Nassar, in your mind, compare with Penn State and Jerry Sandusky?
Worse. And here's why. And not to make any light of Penn State by any means. The Penn State victims, by the way, were not Penn State victims. They were 10-year-old, 12-year-old kids at a local charity, not sanctioned by Penn State in any way. Jerry Sandusky, through that process, was not a Penn State employee through most of it. So it got to them relatively late. I'm not saying they're innocent by any means. They got the justice they deserve. That president has served 3 months in prison, I believe.
He had 2 months in jail and 2 months of house arrest. And Graham Spanier, this former Penn State president, was once a leading figure in higher ed in this country, and he got jail time.
Exactly right. And don't forget, President Simon at Michigan State had a lot to say about Penn State at the time. Highly judgmental. Well, here we are. The distinction here is that in this case, many of these young women were Michigan State students, Michigan State athletes. Dr. Larry Nassar was a Michigan State employee, supervised by Michigan State employees. So that is a fundamental distinction with Penn State.
Now, kind of you think about, there are these calls for President Simon to resign. The Board of Trustees gave her a vote of confidence and a raise. But you got to wonder from their perspective, is this the right time to fire her? I mean, who would want to jump in now in the middle of this mess?
You're right about that. This is a mess. However, my first reaction is that's your problem, All right. Actions of consequences. You know what you do to avoid this? You take action 2, 3, 4 years ago when you could have. So guess what? It is messy. Second of all, I would say this, that what they did at Penn State, what they do at other universities when things get this messy, is you get rid of the president and you bring in an interim, possibly a provost or a former president. This is not at all difficult. And if Michigan State's leadership's lives are made a little more difficult, I'm not going to feel too bad having listened just before I got in the air with you to Olivia's statement, which is still making my skin crawl.
Lessons for schools everywhere?
Your character is what you do when you think no one's watching. And if you have an employee who does not understand that, you better have a supervisor who does. And in this case, both failed.
Michigan Radio Sports commentator, John Eubacon. Thanks, John.
Thank you.
We asked an MSU spokesman why President Simon changed her mind and chose to attend this afternoon's court proceedings. He said she was watching the women's testimonials yesterday remotely and thought it was important to be there in person. This is Stateside from Michigan Radio.